good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whenever it is you're listening to this. That was Tallulah with our introduction here. She loves to say hi, and I wanted to say hi and welcome back to the podcast, and let's jump into it. So if you can't tell, I'm a little bad at consistency with this, but you know what? That's okay, because it's real life, and things get busy, and time slips away, and that's quite all right. And this podcast episode was going to initially be all about postpartum and the struggles, the ups and downs, whatnot, but I think I'm going to save that for my next episode. I just want this to be kind of a lighthearted, happy springtime refresh episode and catch you guys up on a little bit of what life has looked like for us recently. And yeah, we have an almost 8 month old in 4 days. She will be 8 months old. My heart cannot handle it. So a little update, a few updates on Miss Tallulah. She is standing up by herself, while holding on to things, but standing up, she'll pull herself up on things by herself, and she will walk around while holding on to something. So she is so close to walking on her own, and just got to get that balance down a little bit more. But she's almost got crawling down. She is starting to stay up on her knees a little bit more, but she prefers to army crawl right now, which is totally fine. Like, we do not want to rush anything. And we're still breastfeeding. We're still cloth diapering. And we've been trying some new foods every once in a while. Not consistent, like 3 meals a day or anything like that, because food before one is just for fun. But yeah, as far as the meals go, like, we've tried some purees, homemade ones, some organic store-bought ones, just here and there. And we recently got this, the Happy Baby Organics oats and quinoa baby cereal, and she tried it for the first time today and loves it. So that's awesome. It's going to be probably our breakfast item that we'll choose to do on the days I want to feed her breakfast. So yeah, she's doing great, healthy and happy as can be. Still no teethers yet, but they are hopefully going to pop through anytime. She's still teething, and she has her days, but she is seriously a champ, and everywhere we go, everybody always says she's just like the most well-behaved baby. Like, she's so happy, she's just so chill, and of course I love hearing that, and it makes me so happy because she really is. Like, she will get fussy sometimes if she is just ready for bed, fighting a nap, that kind of thing, or if her gums hurt, but she is just a perfect little baby. And as far as an update on me, I honestly feel like I am finally getting out of the funk of just not having motivation to do anything, of having crappy anxiety and just moods and all this. Honestly, it's so related to the weather. Like, of course, postpartum hormones still have something to do with it, but mostly because it was just such crappy weather for the longest time, even into April. And now we're finally in May. This whole week it's been 70 to 80 degrees, and it finally feels like summer's getting close. So it has definitely been a mood booster. Just, oh, if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. And I hope all of you moms had a wonderful Mother's Day. I myself had an amazing first Mother's Day. We took a trip out of town and got some hiking in and some shopping and just relaxing, and it was so nice. It was definitely much, much needed for both my husband and I and Tallulah just to get out of the house, and it was seriously just so fun. And we went to a conservatory and checked out some plants and a butterfly room, and it was just the perfect weekend. I couldn't have asked for anything better. I'd love to hear what you guys did for Mother's Day weekend or Mother's Day day. So if you want to share, just go to my Instagram and you can either DM me, or I'm going to put up a poll on my story. Not a poll, I guess, but a question answer thing. So if you want to share, feel free. And I also want to do a little, like, get to know my followers, get to know my subscribers video, I guess podcast more rather than a video. But I do want to link it on my Instagram, and that's actually where I will post the questions. So if you guys are interested, I'd love to get to know you guys more, where you're from. I know I have some listeners from all around the world. It's really cool that I can see my stats on here, and I have a pretty good mix of male and female. And so I think it's really cool that I have just all types of followers, from everywhere. So yeah, if you guys, would like to know a little bit more about me, you can definitely submit some questions and I will answer them on the next podcast. And if you have a question you would like me to talk about, like a topic, definitely either email me or DM me on Instagram, and yeah, I'd love to chat. Also, if you guys hear sounds in the background, that is Tallulah, but, you know, I'm not going to edit it out because it's real life. She's here with me, life of a stay-at-home mom, and I would not have it any other way. And it's still going great. Like, I literally cannot complain about anything. I love being able to stay home with her every day, all day. And now I finally got a mom-mobile. So I'm not stuck here if I do want to get out and do things now that the weather's nice. So thank goodness for my husband and all of his hard work. And so we were able to get another vehicle. And I love it so much. So, so, so much. So that brings me to my next topic that I wanted to touch on. And that was talking about my goals for this summer. And this inspired me. I was inspired from Marissa Lace and her podcast, Spiritual Hot Mom Shit. And if you don't listen to her podcast or follow her on Instagram and TikTok and all the things, you need to go there right now. She is my favorite mom out there on social media. And there's so many things that she says and she talks about that resonate with me. And I love her videos. I love her podcast. So yeah, she is one of my inspirations for kind of talking more openly about motherhood and ups and downs and all of that. But anyway, let me circle back. So my goals for this summer are to not be so focused on what I look like and whether or not I think I'm going to look good in a bathing suit or not, because that is not important. What's important is that I am healthy and happy, and that baby girl is happy and healthy, and that our family is happy and healthy. So with that said, we are going to be going on walks and spending as much time outside as we can, and just to be more focused on living in the moment and not being so stressed out all the time, not being so anxious. And, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle, because sometimes the mom anxiety gets to ya, let me tell ya. But we are not letting that hold us back. It's going to be a great spiritual hot mom summer, as Marissa would say. And she also says, and I quote, "Hot mom summer is a mindset, not a body type." She said it, not me. And I agree with her 100%. So that's the goal. Just to make a lot of memories. I just cannot believe how fast time goes, especially watching your child grow up in front of your eyes. And it really does go by in the blink of an eye. When they say, don't blink, you'll miss it, it is 1,000% true. And with that being said, what are some of your guys' summer goals, or just goals for this year in general? I would love to hear them and see what you guys are up to. So, same thing as before, just go to Instagram. I'll have a questionnaire thingamajig up there. But yeah, let's talk about our goals more and put them out there into the universe and manifest all the goodness. But yeah, this is just going to be a short episode. Just wanted to catch you guys up on some stuff. And another thing I've been getting into is finding more vegetarian recipes to make. We are not vegetarian, but I personally, myself, am trying to eat less meat. Not that I have like any allergies or anything like that, or that it's necessarily affecting me negatively where I can tell the difference. But I don't know. I feel gross kind of eating it a lot. I will eat chicken every once in a while, but honestly, I could go without it. So if you have any good recipes, send them my way. But I will say I made some vegetarian enchiladas for Taco Tuesday last night, and mwah, chef's kiss. I will have to post a picture on my Instagram. All right, guys, so I'm gonna wrap it up. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far and that you've had a wonderful Wednesday. And this will be publishing today, real life time. It is May 11th. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. Don't forget to go to Instagram and check out my story to submit those questions and info and all that fun stuff. But I will see you guys in the next episode. And until next time, goodbye.